Hi, I'm here with Alana Roberts. She is the founder of the Packs for Prosperity project. And I wanted to just chat with you a little bit about your project so you can share information about how you got it started, what your goal is, how those of us in the public can help you with your project. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what exactly is Packs for Prosperity?
Packs for Prosperity was created to supply basic essential needs and supplies to those in need.
So are you talking school children? Who are the kind of people that you're looking to help here?
Mostly people that are living on the streets.
Oh, okay. So these are the people that we see in shelters and things like that? Or are we talking about the people on street corners? Or who is it that we're trying to help?
Well, the need is very big. It seems to me, after my research, that people in homeless shelters and people in campuses, homeless campus like the one that we have in Phoenix, that a lot of their needs are being met, their basic needs as far as food, shelter, showers, resources for applying for jobs and retraining are part of that campus. But my focus is to concentrate on the people that are on the street and in our neighborhoods, in communities, even well-off communities that I live in and around the Phoenix metropolitan area. We have a need here, and it's not being met.
So what made you decide to start a project like this?
I had been seeing more and more homeless people on the streets. I drive the Phoenix metro area freeways a lot, and it seems that more and more often I'm seeing people on the street, men, women, and children of all different income levels that are on the street, and they are at the street corners and they are requesting help, jobs, money, and food. And I feel that I need to help. I don't always have cash in my purse to hand out money out the window. Mostly in the vehicle is when I'm seeing people on the street, and I'd like to be able to have something to immediately hand out to them to provide for their needs, whatever that might be.
So you're using the word prosperity in the name of this project, and I think most of us think of prosperity as wealth. What does the word prosperity mean to you as related to this project?
In my research on a good name for the company, came up with a lot of different names, but this one seemed to resonate with me the most, PACS for FOR Prosperity. And the definition that I found that I feel fits the need is the state of flourishing, thriving, good fortune, and or a successful social status.
I like that. That doesn't imply anything more than just being maybe a contributing community member, not necessarily living in a corner office or a three-story home. Is that kind of how you understand this basic definition?
Yes, I think prosperity can mean a wide variety of things, but as a community, I feel that as a community member and as a community at large, I feel that we have a responsibility to the people in our community to help them to flourish, however that might be, and the basic ways that we should be helping others in our community is to help them with food and basic human supplies.
So we're talking backpacks, are we talking purses, are we talking a combination, any kind of thing like that, or do you have a specific idea or vision in mind that you would like to have to hand out to these homeless people?
I don't have any requirement as to the type of packs that I would like to hand out, but backpacks seem to be a real nice necessity when you're living on the street because you're carrying so many things that are essential for you to get through your day. And so a backpack is easy to hold over your shoulder or hold on your back. But we are accepting any types of bags, purses, large purses, children's backpacks, any type of bag, satchel, anything that may have a handle or several straps for over the shoulder.
So what are some of the things that you envision putting in those packs?
Mostly supplies that they would need to get through the day, such as water, maybe snack packs, sunscreen, baseball hats, socks. Toiletries are a big, huge thing, a need that is not being met even in shelters. There's not enough of the hygiene products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, even body sprays, because they're not able to reach a shower often enough. Notebooks, Bibles, inspirational material and readings, things along that nature.
So how would someone in the public or in this community or even online, I assume you'll have an online outlet for contributing, how can we help you? What can we do to help bring Packs for Prosperity into the forefront and perhaps allow you to have lots of bags in your car that you can pass out to these folks?
Well, we do have a website. It is www.packs4prosperity.com. And we do have a resource page there that you can look at the supplies that we are collecting. Well, we have a supply page with the list of the supplies needed. We also have a resource page, which also lists the different agencies in the area that can provide different services and shelters and things like that. But you can contribute either supplies for the pack by contacting us to make a drop-off or a pickup. You can donate cash. We do have a button to donate cash so that we can purchase supplies to put in the packs. You can purchase a completed pack for $15. So if you wanted to have several packs in your back seat of your car, so when you come up on someone in need, you can just reach in your back seat and hand out a pack. You can also schedule a pack party, and we can assist you with creating the pack party, or you can have your own pack party to create packs and either give them to us and we can disperse them. You can also have a party for packing and collecting supplies at one of your organizations. So we are scheduled to do one soon for a women's club in a large community where we're going to pack 50 to 100 packs. So we would have them available either for purchase or for use.
What a great opportunity to basically spread the wealth, right? You know, what came to my mind was, wouldn't it be great if those who do yard sales and estate sales come across these kinds of products or bags that don't actually get sold? What would you do? How would you recommend them getting in touch with you?
You can go to our contact page on our website. Again, that's Packs for Prosperity. And just send us a note and say that you have specific supplies, and we'll make arrangements for a pickup. The travel items that you get at hotels, just start collecting them and leave them in a bag, and every so often give us a call and we'll come and pick them up, or just send us an email via our website and we'll pick those up.
So what if the products from the hotel, what if I used it? What if I used the shampoo one day? Do you want open products, or do they need to be brand new?
I think that we want to stick with the brand new products. Some of the homeless shelters might accept the ones that are not completely filled. You can always drop them off there, and I'm sure they'll accept those.
Well, this is great. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about this Packs for Prosperity project. Truly a heart-centered endeavor on your part, right?
Thank you for having me, and I think it is a responsibility that we have as being a member of a community to help the people that are also members of our community, whether they're living in our neighborhood or on our street. They're still a member of our community, and we have a responsibility in assisting them in any way that they can to have prosperity in their life.
Thank you so much, Alana. I appreciate your time.